my beautiful souls, and welcome back to Unlock Your Highest Self. I'm Maya McCarthy, and whether you're watching this on YouTube, this is my first YouTube video, or you're tuning in on whatever platform, I welcome you or I welcome you back. I just recorded a whole video and it was unfocused, so only I would do that. My podcast also didn't pick any of the tuning, kind of any of the audio, I should say. So we're restarting. I'm committed. I'm here to get the message out and get the word out, and my passions reside in the mind, body, and soul. As many of you know, I am a personal trainer, so a lot of my connections have to deal with movement and just understanding the body in all realms. Today, for the first YouTube video and for this podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about making social media work for you, not against you. Hence, you know, me creating content and me being this like presence on social media, I want to touch on this topic because I feel like I'm very educated on social media in general. I am a marketing major at school, so I have a lot of knowledge on like how social media works and how it's kind of formulated and what its purpose is. So we're going to kind of talk about that. I have a lot of like tips and tricks to not be so like doomed in social media, not to be so negative and have this outlook of it. And I talked about, you know, yin yang a lot. There's two sides of yin yang, right? We have the white and the black, and in each there's a dot. So in the black we have white, so there's always good and the bad, and there's always bad and the good, and it's just kind of how you perceive it and how you look at it. And I'm here to just kind of touch on that topic. So back in 2021, I started posting on social media on my Instagram. I was just posting like health and wellness content, whether it was just fun stuff or like trendy stuff, whatever it was. I just wanted to kind of put my passion out there. It was a creative outlet for me. Truly, at the time, I needed somewhere to put my passions and to really just express myself. And that one is one reason that social media is so beneficial to so many people. Your favorite content creators, they don't just create for you guys. They create for themselves. And whether or not you create or you consume, whatever it is, I'm going to touch on both of those topics today. But more of the creator side first, and then we'll get into the consumer side. When you're creating, make sure it's authentic. Whether you're just posting for yourself or you're posting for a community, make sure you're showing up as who you truly are. For the longest time, I was just doing trends and this and that because I did blow up a little bit, and then I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is so fun. I kind of got egotistical with it, and I wanted to just grow and grow and grow. And then I realized, what's the point of growing when you can't connect? You know, what you grow or what you're going through is what you're growing through. And I was going through the motions of just trying to reach more and more, but I wasn't really connecting. So what was the point of that for me? I took a few steps back a while ago and kind of like rebranded, and I really wanted to show up as my authentic self. Hence why I started a podcast. Talking comes very easily to me. Sitting in front of a camera and doing that stuff is kind of just like the norm for me. I don't know why, but it is. And I think that's a benefit that I have within myself. And I just wanted to get my message out there, not in a trendy way, not in an oversaturated way, but in an authentic, true, raw essence. And that's why, again, I'm here. So whether you're a creator or a consumer, do everything in authenticity. Like, show up as your true self, because the people that really reside with you, they will come. You know, it's like the quote, grow your garden, make your garden plentiful, and the butterflies will flock in. That's just kind of how I view social media. Now, on the consumer side, I always say create more, consume less, but of course not everyone's going to reside with being a content creator. Not everyone's going to want to like funnel out content, because maybe that's just not their passion. Maybe they just want to be more unknown. They don't want to have a presence. Not saying that either is bad or good, right? It's what you reside with and what you align with. But when you're consuming, make sure you're consuming things that are benefiting you. Social media is a scary place. It's a great and beautiful place, and I've met a lot of wonderful individuals through social media. When I first recorded this video, I talked about Some of my best friends have been made through social media. Whether I've met them or whether I've just connected online, I know a lot of people now and I've networked a lot and I've met a lot of beautiful individuals. I grew up in a really small hometown, so it was hard for me to find a lot of people that aligned with me. So when I use social media as a creative outlet and I started putting myself out there more, I again had people that aligned, flow in, and it was just beautiful. But if you want to just consume and you just want to be someone that is on social media, because I mean, social media is everywhere, right? So we're all on social media, kind of use it for your benefit. And I'm going to give some like tips and tricks. If you're watching my YouTube video, you can now see me do my air quotes, which is awesome. But if you're not and you're just tuning in through my podcast, whatever you're tuning in through, I will obviously say air quotes like I always do. But refreshing your feed. I think a big thing we neglect is the option to refresh our feed. Like when we're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, the algorithm always kind of adheres to what we are like engaging on. So if you're commenting on videos that are negative and you're being negative and all this and that, you're going to kind of get more of those. Now, social media can't really tell the difference between positive and negative. It just knows engagement. So for example, I just posted an Instagram reel a while ago and I got a lot of engagement on it, but it was like 99% negative, which is the case in a lot of content creators' engagement, you know, because social media, again, can't tell what is positive or negative. When I post like a TikTok and I get a lot of comments or reels, I would say 99% of the time it's pretty negative. And that's just the reality of social media. So change how you approach that. Change how you are. Make it work for you, not against you. Be a positive person in someone's life. This goes more deeper than social media. Like when you walk out the door, be a positive person. Stop funneling in negativity into the world when there doesn't need to be there. Like not everything is so deep. Not everything needs to be taken so seriously. And if you can just be a light in your own life, then I promise you, you'll be a light in someone else's. Refreshing your feed. Go to TikTok right now. I have to do this right now so I know what it... Yeah, go to TikTok, go to settings, go to preferences, and it'll say like refresh feed. Do it. Every time that you find that the feed isn't aligning with what you want to see, or you're getting too many like TikToks that are negative or sad or whatever, and you just don't want to be consuming that, just refresh your feed. It's the beauty of social media. We can restart at any time, just like life. You can restart. You can wake up every day and decide to be someone new or to show up for yourself in a different way. That's the beauty. A lot of social media and what I talk about goes for real life too. Excuse me. Creating more and consuming less is also something I will always, always preach on. Again, not everyone wants to be a content creator, but if you like to like create little fun videos or fun little posts or messages just for the small community that you have, then do it. Like, don't let people hold you back. You don't have to be an influencer. You don't have to be famous to do this stuff. Now, you might actually get some attention from doing so. Like, that's what I started doing. I used social media as an outlet and I got some attention and I grew a community. And then I realized, like, okay, cool. Like, if I just show up in my authentic self, people will come, people will drip in. And this helps you reach individuals who are aligned with you. It helps you grow like a brand if you want to grow a brand, but it helps you grow in a way that hasn't been accessible to other generations before. Like, we're living in a time that is so different to what our parents experienced or what our grandparents experienced. And I wouldn't say it's a benefit, but I also wouldn't say it's a bad thing either. It's just, again, how you perceive it and how you look at it. Just be who you are and really just show up for yourself. And with the consumer side, if you're going through social media and you're constantly being negative on people's posts and you're constantly bringing people down, then you need to reflect on who you are as a person, because people will always post things that are controversial. Sometimes content creators, again, as a marketing major, I know this, sometimes content creators post things that are controversial to get more engagement. It's kind of like a hack that we've all found. Like sometimes I will, you know, make a little caption or make like the top of the video kind of controversial so people stay on it longer and so that they're indulging and really digesting the true information that I have. So that's a different thing, but like, just don't be negative. It's so simple. It's so simple to just scroll past a video that you don't like or to report it or to not suggest it anymore. Like that is, it's easier than just going in and commenting and pouring your heart out in the comments. And most likely that creator isn't going to read it because you're being negative. So they don't want to read it. Like I don't really read any of my negative comments. I have my phone on Do Not Disturb all the time for many, many reasons, but I just don't like to see all the notifications of likes, saves, or whatever it is, or negative comments even. I just want to create, post it, and then leave. Obviously, I engage with other creators that I align with and reside with, and that's the beauty of social media. You get to choose what you see. If you don't like someone, if you don't like who they are, you don't like their brand, you don't like their message, it doesn't reside with you, or they're not doing it in true authentication, unfollow. Literally unfollow. It is not that hard. Block them. If you have to block them, block them. Like, it's not that deep. Again, we take things so seriously at the end of the day, but when we look at it, does it really matter? Is that person really going to cry? If they have like 100,000 followers, are they going to cry about you unfollowing them? No. Even if they're a friend of yours, or sorry, not a friend. If they were an acquaintance or someone that was in your life, but you don't reside with them, unfollow them. When I went through my phase of like starting to create on social media and using it as an outlet, I unfollowed so many individuals. Now, I'm sure people perceived me and they were probably like, oh my gosh, she thinks she's famous. She's unfollowing all these people. Absolutely not. I just needed to refresh my brain, refresh my brand, and refresh what I wanted to see and have like myself embody. And I didn't want to see all these negative things. I didn't want to see people that I didn't really reside with anymore, that I didn't align with. It's not that deep, okay? Go through your following. Like if you follow like 6,000 people and you're constantly getting all these videos that you don't like, or you're like, why is this on here? Just unfollow. You know, I don't take it personally. If someone needs to unfollow me because they're like, she posts too much health and wellness and that doesn't reside with them, hey, to each their own, right? I know my message is true. I know my message is authentic. And again, the people that will reside with me will funnel in through authentication. If you're looking for fame or if you're looking to grow, you never will. I've made this mistake in and out. When I first got, you know, social media and I first started getting a following, I was like, oh my God, like this is so fun. I've reached so many people. Let's keep growing. Let's reach 100K. Let's reach 1 million, whatever it may be. I still try to grow, not for that reason though. I have kind of aligned what I want and what my vision is and what my destination, air quotes again, truly is. You know, again, it's not about the destination. It's not about reaching these numbers or reaching this, you know, certain amount of money or whatever it may be for you. It's about reaching the proper audience and the building a community, and all that will come. I have a brand, I have a business, I have an app, I personal train people. And for the longest time, I was just training anyone that wanted to train. I just wanted to have more clients. I wanted to have more followers. And then I realized, I sat one day and I told my best friend this. I was like, none of this is aligning with me. I don't want to train, you know, these certain people anymore because they're not really getting the gist of what I'm here for. They're not really embodying who I want them to be, right? These people just came to me and they're like, can you get me this physique in 20 days? Okay, that's an exaggeration, but you get what I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, I can. I know I can because I have the knowledge and kind of the requirements to do so, but that's not why I do it. Now, what I do through my app is so much deeper. I take in clients that truly reside with me. We work through funnels of the mind first. We go in with the mind. How is your mindset? How can we reform this mindset? How can we take you from A to B through the mind? Then we go to the body. the mind, body, and soul are all connected. They're all a realm. And that's, again, that's like what my brand is, mind, body, and soul connections. And for the longest time, I was just funneling people the body part. I'm like, here, do this workout, eat these foods, and you'll see the results. I was getting results myself and with other people. I was getting results like no other, and it was feeding my ego, right? Just kind of like growing on social media was feeding my ego. And then I realized, like, this is not what I want to do long term. This is not how I want to be perceived. This is not how I want to show up. And again, at the end of the day, it's not how you are perceived, because people will always perceive you how they choose to perceive you. And again, that's a like negative, I guess, if you could say, about social media, but also a positive, because it makes you realize reality. Like, okay, people are always going to perceive me this way, so I might as well just show up how I truly am. But anyways, I was like training in this way, and I realized, like, okay, this is not the format that I want to go. So back to my format, you know, I do the body or the mind training. Then we go to the body training. Then we really realize, once we have a good solid foundation within our mind and what we believe in, and once we understand that our mind isn't us, like we are not run by our mind, we are just the observer and we need to observe, then we can go to the body. And that's where I'm really, really passionate about. Obviously, I'm not like a therapist. I'm not a psychological like expertise, but I do have enough foundation through understanding my own mind, body, and soul that I can obviously guide others. But like the body is really where I really excel at. So that's where I spend a lot of my time, but I do it in the proper way. I'm not just telling people to eat a lot of protein and like, of course I say that, but it's deeper than that. You know, you need to feel your body in the most proper way. You need to give it what it needs. You need to embrace all these things. And the soul obviously comes last, because it's such a heavy portion. Like, it takes up a lot of my training, because our souls are so important with every realm. And I love to hammer on this, but I also love to take the most time on this. But anyways, all that aside, it relates to my content, because within my coaching, I just wanted these numbers. I wanted to see these results with my clients at first. And that's kind of what I was doing on social media till I realized, like, this doesn't fit with who I am. So a message to anyone tuning in today or watching this video, whether or not you create, okay, take that very, very heavily. Show up, be you, you know, refresh your feed, unfollow people, choose to look and see what you want to see. Stop going on social media to just fill boredom. Like, it's okay to be bored. It's okay to do nothing. It's okay to just sit in your bed and not have to scroll through social media, not have distractions, you know, not scroll on TikTok for hours at a time. That stuff is good. It's good to have a dopamine reset. I hope in the future I can give myself a whole day of not even going on my phone. I'm not at that point yet, because I'm just like so caught up in really giving my clients the most attention and the most value for their money, because again, that's what I reside with, and I want everyone to excel, and that's why I have content, and that's why I have social media, because I believe what I have to say is so important and it needs to be heard. And even if one person takes what I have to say, that's awesome. That's why you need to start with yourself first. That's why you need to love yourself. That's why you need to show up for yourself, because just by doing so, you will enlighten others in whatever form that may be. Your passions don't have to be the same as mine. Your destination doesn't have to be the same as mine. But the journey part needs to be authentic, and it needs to flow in a way that you truly align with. Before I kind of wrap this episode and this short video off, I just want to thank everyone that tunes in. Like, if you're watching my first video, hello. I'm so happy to like finally have not the courage, but the discipline to sit down and record a video, edit it, and post it. I'm not going to be this like fancy YouTuber that really like does all this cool editing. Now, I might do it here and there, but for this specific YouTube channel, it's just gonna be adhering to my podcast and adhering to the community that I really truly reside with and want to build. Again, it's not like I don't want to reach a million subscribers. That's not the goal. I don't even care about the views. I don't care about the likes. I don't care about any of that stuff. As long as someone has someone to sit and watch and truly find alignment with and also take in the knowledge that I have, again, my job is done. Thank you all for tuning in. If you do like what I have to say and you do really like who I am and you support my message and you support like my mind, body, and soul connections, I always appreciate a follow or downloads. And obviously now I'm on YouTube, so I'm doing like the fun little subscribe here. I have no idea what I'm doing with YouTube. I don't know how to add in things, so just be patient with me. As time goes on, I'll grow, and as time goes on, you will grow. And it's cool that we kind of get to be together and we can all grow together and be in this like little fun journey with one another. So it's cool to have like-minded individuals, and it's cool to be authentic, and it's also cool to just like consume. It's not a bad thing. I think we give it a bad rep, that consuming's bad, it's not good. Like, I find a lot of my inspiration on my daily basis through social media. I truly do. I create, so I find other inspiration through social media, and that's just a huge plus to it. So whether or not you think consuming's bad or good, I think it's just in the font or the variation that you tend to do it in. So again, unfollow, remove, or just refresh your feed or follow people that you do reside with. But yeah, so I will catch you all next week. I'm going to try to be consistent with this. I am a full-time college student, so this is why I've been putting it off for so long, because I've just been ignoring it. And I'm like, I'll get to it. And I'm like, no, Maya, you need to sit down. You need to be disciplined. You need to do what you need to do, because in the long run, you know that it's only going to benefit you. And I've always wanted a space, just like my podcast, to have people funnel in and listen to what I have to say. And I think it's so cool that now you can watch me. You can watch me talk. So I love you all. Thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you all next week. Have a blessed week, my beautiful souls.